For the American Armed Forces and their allies, the rebroadcast of the Red Skelton Show. With Shirley Mitchell, Ozzie Nelson, Harriet Hilliard, and starring Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Marge?
Oh, fine. Hiya, Red.
Red, tell me, what's this I hear about you doing some painting?
Yeah, that's right.
But didn't you just sell one of your paintings to Archie of Duffy's Tavern?
Yeah, you see, there's a big hole in the wall down at Duffy's Tavern, and Archie wanted something to cover it up with. But now he wants to sell it back to me.
Well, why?
Well, Duffy saw it, and he said he liked the hole in the wall better. Say, who do we have with us tonight that plays an important part in our American way of living, huh?
Well, Red, tonight I want you to meet Dave Pollard, a humane officer. In many communities, he'd be known as a dog catcher.
Oh, slap. Well, sir, how are you, Mr. Pollard? If you read the next line there, you'll let us know how you feel, you know.
I'm fine, Red.
Say, Dave, your business has really gone to the dogs, hasn't it, huh?
I was afraid you're going to say that, Red. Everybody always does.
Yeah, but, well, that's one thing we don't tolerate on this show is originality, you know. Say, you know, I'd make a good dog catcher. Did you ever hear me whistle?
Huh? We used to whistle for dogs in the old days, but we had to cut it out.
Isn't safe, huh? Nowadays, if you whistle, the nearest blonde walks up and lets you have it right in the kisser. Say, tell me, how are you catching dogs with those big butterfly nets you guys carry?
Red, we don't carry nets. My main job is to go from door to door checking on people to see if they have licenses on their dogs and they're not mistreating them.
Oh, what happens if they don't have a license?
I sell them one. But it really isn't a license for the dog. It's a permit for the owners to keep them.
Really? $2 for a dog tag. How do you like that? The government's going to give me one for nothing.
Tell me, Red, do you have a dog?
Yeah, I've got a dog. He's a pointer. I took him hunting last winter, and I caught him cheating, you know. He'd walk up to rabbits and he'd say, "Hey, give me a buck. I won't point at you."
Do you have any other faults?
Do what?
Did he have any other faults?
Yeah, he used to bark at night. He'd keep us awake. We couldn't sleep, but we finally solved that.
What did you do?
We slept during the day. Tell me, how old does a dog have to be before he gets a license, huh?
All dogs 4 months old or older must have a license.
Well, what about St. Bernards? Do they have to have a liquor license to carry those kegs around their neck? I used to have two of those St. Bernards, one for the brandy and the other for the chaser, you know. I went over with a hush. Hey, after you sell the tag, then what happens, huh?
The tag serial numbers are filed in the Los Angeles Humane Department. Mm-hmm. Then if a dog is found, the owner can be located.
Oh, you're sort of a canine G-man, huh? Yeah, I'm a little mixed up tonight. I didn't get over it yet. See, I went to Flat Top's funeral. Could you tell us about some of your experience? Have you ever been bitten by a dog?
A few times. I remember once I went to inquire about a Boston Terrier without a tag, and the next thing I knew, he had me by the pants.
You mean you went to get to the seas of trouble and the dog beat you to it, huh? You know, I was a dog catcher back in Vincennes, Indiana. One time I said to the lady, "Hey, your dog bit me." She said, "Oh, that's all right. He bites everybody."
Why'd you give up your job as a dog catcher?
Well, they want me to be the cat catcher, and I refused to work the night shift, you know. I must have one of Fred Allen's writers here tonight. Hey, tell me, what do you do with stray dogs that you pick up on the street there? You pick them up?
Well, we take them to city pound, clean them up, feed them well, and hope that someone will take them to a good home.
You didn't happen to pick up my father the other night, did you? Hey, Dave, what's your opinion of people who take dogs out and try to lose them, huh?
Do you want to finish this program?
Yeah.
Then I better not say.
Well, trying to lose a dog's a misdemeanor, isn't it?
Yes, Red. If people feel they no longer want to keep their pets, they should call up the Humane Department. We'll gladly come and pick up their animals.
Well, thanks a lot, Dave, for stopping in, and I'll be seeing you.
That trumpet's gonna sound. Just keep your eyes peeled and keep your lips sealed. when that good news gets around.
There'll be a jubilee, there'll be a jubilee, there'll be a jubilee upon that happy day. Your friends and my friends too, your friends and my friends too, your friends and my friends too, will be coming home to stay. There'll be a jubilee, happiness for you and me. There'll be a jubilee upon that happy day.
Now back to the Hour of Charm.
Our satire tonight on our American way of living is about dog catchers. And first we have good old Willie Lump Lump, who can't sleep until he finds his lost dog.
Answer the phone, Will. Three rings is our number, you know.
Willie, them are chimes.
Oh, well, see what they want. Tell them I ain't home, Will.
No, no, we ain't at home. We're on the street, and it's 3 o'clock.
Oh, well, look, if I run into my wife, I'll introduce you as my sister.
Willie, I'm your wife.
Well, if I run into your husband, tell him I'm your brother.
Willie, I think you better lay off those homogenized ice cubes. They're doing strange things to you.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, you know. I always walk around on my knees.
Come on, we might just as well give up and go home. We're never going to find that dog just roaming the streets like this.
No, I can't go home. That dog's my best friend, you know.
Well, if that's true, then it proves the dogs ain't so intelligent after all.
You just don't love me no more, is all.
Please, Willie, let's go home. If he doesn't show up by morning, we'll run an ad in the paper.
That's one of the silliest things I ever heard tell her. That dog can't read New York. Hey, let's look up this street here for him. Oh, Lassie. Lassie, come home, man. From the picture of the same name.
Oh, maybe he's dead, Willie.
Oh, no.
Oh, my poor little puppy. That poor little dog never heard a soul.
Oh, shut up! Goodness, don't make them kind of faces. My stomach can't stand it so early in the morning. You know?
I hope we find him in a hurry. We got 6 people in the backyard now waiting to rent his dog's house.
Well, if we find him, maybe he won't mind taking in a few boarders, you know. I wonder where that dog can be. Here, dog. A
That's the first one I've ever seen that wore glasses. There he is across the street with that guy standing. Hey, you, what are you doing with my dog, huh?
This your dog?
Yeah, let him go. I'll call him. Here, Bromo, come on, show this man you know me. Where? You see him come to me, huh? Well, let's go my leg, where?
You say this is your dog?
Yeah, I got him well trained. He don't bite strangers, only me, you know. He's a nice dog, bro.
You're positive this is your mutt?
Well, ain't that what I've been telling you?
Well, I'm glad we've got that settled. So happens I'm a dog catcher, and this dog hasn't got a license. You know, there's a fine for people owning dogs without license. You know that, don't you?
I wonder who that dog belongs to.
You just said he belonged to you.
Well, don't believe everything you hear, you know. I haven't told the truth in years, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do.
What are you doing?
I'll forget the whole thing if you'll just pay me $2 for a dog. Today.
Well, while you're at it, why don't you forget that, too, huh?
Well, you want to pay me the $2?
I wouldn't pay you a nickel.
Well, then I'm going to have to take the dog to the city pound.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
All right, then I won't.
Oh, yes, you will. Not me. I'll grab my dog and run. Come on, boy.
Willie, come back here. Careful, don't run in the street.
Must have been an out-of-towner. He missed me.
Department, so let's look in on Clem, the dog catcher from the country.
Well, here I am. Yes, me and my dog. Got a good job as a dog catcher. Yes, sir, I got it because the dogs like me, boy. They like my face. They think I'm one of them. I wonder what this strange-looking animal is coming down the street there. Mighty beastish looking. Where's my net? Where's my net?
Howdy, Cam.
Well, you. As I live and live, how are you?
Cam, I just heard you're the new dog catcher.
Yep, they elected me yesterday.
Who elected you? The city council?
No, the dog.
Well, see, my dogs are caught today. They're all changed up here on the push cart, you know.
Hey, that dog looks familiar.
Yeah, he's mine. I'm just letting him go along for the ride, you know. You know, they say a dog is just like its master, you know.
He does look pretty stupid.
Yes. Well, not him. He's a pretty smart dog. I tell him to run or lay down, and he understands me, you know.
Well, does he do what you tell him?
If he happens to agree with me, yes.
You know, Britt Wood has the smartest dog I ever seen. Really? He's a French poodle.
You got fleas?
That's too fast for her. She didn't get it.
Yes, sir. I've seen old Britt Wood's dog, you know, and if that thing's a dog, then I'm a pig.
Well?
No, never you mind them small animals. You just hold your tongue. You'll find it kind of slippery, too.
I declare, claim you're a moron.
Which no one can deny. I ain't gonna worry about me being a moron, though. I get a lot of these dogs together, you know. I'm going into Border Bill, you know. Here, let me show you how smart Otto my dog is. I taught him to add, you know. Here, Otto, come here. Come here. Come on, now, show Daisy June what I taught you. What's two and two? Come on, boy, one more. Catch more dogs.
Oh, say. Say, Clem, I just remembered.
What's this?
There's a vicious dog loose in the neighborhood. He bites every stranger he sees.
Well, he's consistent, ain't he?
Yeah, he's just awful mean. Oh. I thought I ought to tell you about him. It's my duty to you.
Well, howdy duty to you. Hey, where'd you see this dog then?
Well, over there in Queenie Harkins' backyard.
Well, I'll go over and get him.
Now, be careful. Mm-hmm. You know what to do if he tries to bite you, don't you?
Sure, I'll try to bite him back. Here, hold on, dog. Here we go. Come on. I'll go up and ask old Queenie Harkins if she's seen him around here. This is where she lives. I'll just knock on the door here. Oh. Got a lot of iron in my blood, ain't I? Open
oh, good heavens. Is Halloween here already?
Why, no, it isn't. What?
Well, then take off that silly mask.
This ain't a mask. This is me. It was a birthday present from my mother and father, you know.
Well, what do you want?
Have you seen a vicious dog around here?
No, you're the first one I've seen this morning.
Well, I mean, besides me, there's a mad dog loose in this neighborhood here.
Well, if I see him, I'll tell him you're looking for him.
No. Hey, open the door, will you?
Now, what do you want?
Just wanted to get my head out of there. Thank you. Well, here comes old Slim Pickens, the original Sad Pack, running down the street with a dog chasing him.
Clam, Clam, look, a mad dog. Yes. He's foaming at the mouth.
Really? I thought he'd been shaving. How do you like that? Just keep on running. I'll sneak up in the back of him and grab him there.
Well, do something. He's gaining on
me. Oh, don't get excited. I'll grab him and put him in this big cage.
Oh, look, Clam, he's getting friendly. He's smiling at you.
Mighty sharp smile he's got there, ain't he?
Oh, did he bite you, Clam?
You see my fingers?
No.
Then he bit me. Yeah. That's all right. Now, come on, dog. That's enough. In the cage you go. Hey, Pickens, let me out of here, will you?
We'll be right back.
boys are fond of dogs, and Junior's no exception. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little dog fancier.
Junior, where are you?
I'm upstairs, Mummy.
Where?
I'm downstairs, Mummy.
Oh, I'm glad there's only one of you.
You hey, where'd I come from, Mummy? Hmm?
I knew I'd send you back.
Can I go play?
Well, hadn't you better wash before you go out?
Well, gee, if you had your way, the way you make me work all the time, it won't be long. I have no skin. All the skin will be washed off. What's going to hold me together then?
Well, don't worry about it. Those skinless sausages are doing all right.
Well, you ain't going to smear me with mustard. I'll tell you that.
I'll go on outside and play.
Okay, I won't go play. Oh, look what's across the street. Look at that. What a puppy dog. Come here, doggy. Come here. Boy, you sure is cute, boy. Where'd you get that short tail? You look like somebody give you a G.I. tail cut. No problem. You sure is a nice little dog, you know. I sure like you. Sure like to find my place. Oh, here. I always wonder where the dog is. Here comes the king of the brownies, Mr. Fowler.
Well, Junior, hello, hello, hello.
Hey, how you like me, dog? How you like
what's his name?
I don't know. He hadn't told me yet. What's your name, dog? What's your name, huh?
Now, Junior, dogs can't talk.
Yes, they can. Speak to me. Yeah, he spoke.
Nonsense. He just barked. Well, you can't understand him.
Well, you understand your brownies, and they don't even bark, they don't.
Bark? No. But they do talk.
Really?
For instance, this morning they told me that a certain little boy let all the air out of my tires.
No.
Yes.
Did they mention any names?
I believe they did.
No.
Yes.
Anybody we know?
Yes. And if it ever happens again, you'll get the worst spanking you've ever had. Do you understand?
I got the general idea, kiddo. Yeah. Hey, how you like me dog, huh?
Junior, did you know that this dog has no license?
Really?
The dog catcher picks up little pups without license.
Well, then I will buy him a license.
They cost $2.
Well, then you buy him a license.
But he's not my animal.
Well, I'll sell him to you for $2.
Oh, that's silly. You'll have the money for the dog tag, but you won't have your dog.
Oh, I'll get him back.
But how?
I can whistle, I can.
But that's cheating. And you wouldn't do a thing like that now, would you?
He sounds like a new man around here. Oh, here comes Mr. Meunier, old Mount Whitney with legs. Look at him. Hiya, Fatso.
Well, Junior, where did you get the dog?
My mummy gave him to me, of course. She don't notice yet, she does. Now, careful, Fatso. Don't get too close. He might bite you. He ain't seen that much meat in a long time.
He certainly is a cute little fellow. Are you sure he's the right sort of dog for you?
Yeah, he's good dog.
He doesn't look like more than a mongrel to me.
No. You should have a thoroughbred dog, Junior.
Yes, a French poodle.
You mean one of them little dogs with a bare midriff?
Yes.
Little ears and eyes like buttons.
That's right.
Real long curly hair?
Yes.
Wouldn't have one for $1 million.
Really, Junior, it's dangerous to pick up stray dogs.
Meunier, I think it's our duty to report this dog to the pound.
Oh, no, no, no.
I agree, Dollar.
Don't take my dog.
Well, maybe we'd better go over to my house and make the call from there.
My mommy. Come on, let's go deep. Mommy. Hey, Ma. There's nobody out here in the kitchen. Hey, what you want, puppy? What you looking at that icebox for and wagging your tail, huh? Are you hungry? Well, we can fix that for you, boy. Look, you wag your whole body, don't you? Here, which would you rather have, a nice big steak or this pot roast, huh? Would you like some of this cream, too, huh? You want everything. Okay, there you are. Come on. Hey, you better have this butter to go with it. That'll make it go down real easy. Here. Look at that guy eat, would you? Where are you putting all that stuff?
Junior, what on earth?
Yes,
oh, good heavens, all my meat. That's the first steak I've been able to buy in a month. Junior, where did that dog come from?
Where did I come from, Mom?
Never mind that. Where did the dog come from?
Well,
you get him out of here at once.
No, I don't want to. Oh, I bet that's that dog catcher that old fat stone Fowler sent for.
Good. We'll get him this dog before he starts.
No.
Go answer the door, Junior.
No, Junior.
Junior, do you want a whipping?
Oh, if you put it that way, I'll go see who's at the door. Well, welcome to Hobby Lobby.
I'm from the city pound. I was told you have a stray dog here. Hey, watch the dog.
Oh, you don't have a dog, huh? What was that barking?
That's me, Poppy's in the doghouse.
Oh, hello.
I came to pick up a stray dog. Is he here?
No, no.
Why, yes. It's that little dog over there.
No, don't point at me, please, Mommy, please. Mommy, if you make me give this dog to that man, I'm going to report Poppy to the OPA. Okay.
Oh, Junior.
No, if you take my dog, you'll have to take me, too.
Junior, stop hugging that dog around the neck. You want him to bite you and get hydrophobia?
If you take him, you'll have to take me along. Please, Mommy, don't let him take me, dog.
All right, wait a minute. Here's $2. We'll keep him.
And here's the dog tag. Thank you, ma'am, and good day.
Oh, Mommy, you know, you're the most beautiful mummy I'd ever saw.
Well, I just couldn't stand to see that little dog go to the pond.
Yeah.
He jumped up in my arms and started wagging his tail and licking my face.
Yeah, you know, it does look cleaner, no kidding. come on, Puppy, come on. Let's go outside and go play, huh?
Now you go and play and see if you can behave.
Okay, come on, Puppy, come on. Look at that dog run. Hey, get out of my mummy flower bed there. Here. Boy, he sure knows how to dig up roses. Look at him fly. Hey, get out of there. Get out of there. You're going to get...
Junior, what's all the commotion about? Oh, look at my flower bed.
It's a mess, ain't it?
Junior, come here.
No, I didn't do it. It was the puppy.
You wanted the puppy, so you'll have to pay for his crimes.
Oh, whoa, whoa, no, no, no. No matter who deserves his spanking, I always wind up with it in the end.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.